All right, hour two, and it is the Randy Corcoran program. Matt Dunn of Backbone Radio is sitting here in the saddle. He and I do trade off a little bit when one or the other of us gets summoned to go on a secret classified mission of some sort. And that is what is happening this evening. I'll be back tomorrow, Backbone Radio, 4 to 7 p.m. And yes, I am just uncorking things here. And yeah, the TikTok business, off to the full lines in a moment. The TikTok business, I think, whenever you have Nancy Pelosi, Weasel Alexander Vindman, so in favor, suddenly they're so upset about China. All the wrong people are wanting to suddenly come down on TikTok right now. All of the deep staters, all of the uniparty people, all of the enemies of Trump are for some reason coming down in favor of this let's get rid of TikTok business. And I don't trust it. I don't trust it at all. And I think it is an information warfare tactic in which they can somehow, kind of like the Patriot Act gave the intelligence community the power to surveil and target American citizens when it supposedly, oh, it did. This could be the kind of thing that allows the ruling class to really, really control free speech in a way that maybe we haven't even seen before in this free speech wasteland we've been living in. They've got to do something about the problem of Elon Musk and Twitter, because the left, the rhinos, aren't used to having a pocket of mainstream, highly viewed free speech in this country, which Elon has provided. I always qualified he could do better, but he's done a pretty dang good job so far in so many ways. And it's really causing headaches for the left, and it's exposing the left for the freaks that they are. And whenever they do some stupid thing, Twitter piles on them. And, oh, man, the ratios and the likes and the exposure, it's glorious. They've got to stop this. That's got to be one of the things the deep state is going to be wanting to do heading into November. So I think, like I was just talking to caller Mike in Littleton just now, who was out snowshoeing, very cool. That is a cool person to be out snowshoeing. I did my trail run this morning in the snow. And it's really work. It works those muscles in a different way when you're post-holing like 12, 14 inches with every step, and then you land in mud at the bottom of the snow. At any rate, who's the greater enemy? Is it our own government, or is it some other government somewhere? And guess what, folks? To even have to pose that question, to even have to think about where you stand upon that matter, is your answer, ladies and gentlemen. That we're in the midst of a hostile takeover, and the freaks that are in power right now, they truly hate you, despise you, loathe you, your history, your country, your flag, everything about it. They want to be in your face, insulting you, raking you over the coals, and those are the people that are on this TikTok business. Make no mistake about that. When you hang your flag up now, when you hang up your American flag, which has been such a source of pride for me my whole life long, you have to look at it now and you think, oh, you know, all the things about America that I've been so proud of my whole life and I've devoted so much energy to and, you know, I've studied so much and read so much about and in so much detail, again, about the founding, the Constitution, the Declaration, so many of our leaders, what Jefferson stood for, and Washington, and Franklin, and Adams, and the rest of them, come up through Lincoln, come up through Teddy Roosevelt, come up through Ronald Reagan, and the rest of it. So much of that has been systematically attacked. And the phrase I use is, the left has poured acid on all of this. They want to pull down the statues. You know what I mean? They want to take the bulldozer to the statues. They want to take the bulldozer to the Constitution. It's definitely a different feeling to think about patriotism right now. It's become problematic, and that is by design. Turn on your television. You're going to be insulted, okay? West Point goes woke. The military goes woke. The wide open border, the crappy economy, the forever stupid wars that we have been provoking and enriching people like Liz Cheney and her dad with the Halliburton that was in there getting the contracts in Ukraine after the CIA went in there and sort of engineered that Maidan color revolution. You see? It's a bad scene out there, and we've got to overcome it. We are very, very lucky that Donald Trump is not giving up on this country, and he is in this, and he is going for it, and he is so dang successful and winning and so far ahead right now. You got to think these things through, ladies and gentlemen. And one more tidbit before the phone lines. You know, you've been seeing about this cannibalism stuff in Haiti. The apparently cannibals have like taken over the government of Haiti. The prime minister of Haiti resigned, and there's some cannibal guy named Barbecue. His name is Barbecue, and he's like a gang leader, and he's effectively in control of Haiti right now. And Elon Musk has been talking about cannibalism in Haiti and what's going on down there, and apparently, this is getting, like, the mainstream media a little upset. They have a soft spot for cannibalism. And NBC News comes out with this article and says, quote, headline, Elon Musk and right-wing influencers use cannibal claims to smear Haitian migrants amid crisis. And the subheader, as Haiti endures a political crisis fomented by widespread violence, right-wing influencers are resurfacing gruesome propaganda videos to advance their immigration agenda. Good grief. So it's like they're upset if we're calling what's going on in Haiti cannibalism. You've got, and apparently that's documented cannibal. They're like eating people there in Haiti. And the guy's name is Barbecue. I was wondering, did his parents name him Barbecue, or did that come later? Did the name Barbecue come later? Was that his birth name? Was he born? Hey, there's Barbecue. Anyway, so you see, the wide open border and the whole point of bringing people in from all over the world into the United States, it makes Biden look bad. You know, of course, Laken Riley, the Venezuelan guy, beats to death Laken Riley, and then Joe Biden apologizes to the killer of Laken Riley because, oh, I'm sorry, I called you illegal. I shouldn't have done that because illegal aliens built this country, says Joe Biden. It's amazing how completely, completely nuts these people are who are in power. And then NBC News is saying, oh, you right-wing influencers are talking about cannibalism. That's bad. You can't talk about cannibalism in Haiti because we want to bring more Haitian cannibals into the country under Joe Biden's wide-open border immigration policy. That, again, when I say the left and the ruling class has gone completely crazy, ladies and gentlemen, we are being ruled by psychotic, detached, unhinged, weird people, seriously weird people, that we have got to focus on getting things corrected here in this country. And thank goodness we've got Donald Trump, who can somehow stand up to the onslaught of the constant propaganda, the lies and the hoaxes and the rest of it, and the deep state and the agencies and all of that. God bless that man. Pray for that man, or else, you know, prepare for cannibalism coming into this country. And we'll do a whole thing on migrant measles in Chicago. You see that? Measles coming out of migrant centers in Chicago? That's great. And that's the Biden rhino policy, to import all of this stuff. And yeah, Laken Riley's parents, they no longer have a daughter right now because of the policies of the open border Biden rhino administration. Yeah, they don't have a daughter right now, do they? All right, now let's be saying some hellos. And Holly in Aurora, thank you for checking in. Welcome aboard.
Hi, Dr. Dunn. How are you doing?
I'm doing well.
Good. Listen, I just had an idea the other day that I was thinking about. I think I might have an idea of an opinion of who it is that's controlling Biden.
Yeah.
We all know he's the puppet, but who's the puppeteer? Who's the person that's really controlling him? And I submit my idea is the drugs.
The drugs. The drugs that he is on?
Yes.
Mm.
And my evidence is, first of all, that prosecutor that that went in and asked him all these questions, he was dumber than a doornail. He was worse than he's ever been. They said he was doing things like making car sounds and all kinds of stuff. That can be drugs, too. They could stuff him with drugs and make him dummy down. As well as another example would be the State of the Union address. They pumped him up higher than a kite, and he was on top of his game.
Right. They've got to get stuff into his system so he can function properly. And I think, you know, they've got it somewhat refined because they were doing it back in 2020 as well.
Mm-hmm.
During even the basement campaign, when he'd come out of the basement, they'd have to pump him up full of stuff to get him to function.
Mm-hmm.
But I think it's the case that, and that caller, Mike, was saying, you know, the cloud of unknowing. We don't know who's in power right now.
We really don't know.
And we can sit around speculating, like, who's pulling the strings of Biden. And I think, I don't know, maybe you can look at, like, where the big money comes in, the big money comes from some of these globalist entities. And that's one way to measure it. But he's not his own man. And the people that really do have the power in this country, I submit, are not the kind of people that would ever want to go stand before the voters and waste their time on stuff like that, but they want to control the people who are already in office. And so they run the puppets. And who are the puppets? I would submit to you Biden is a puppet. I would say Obama is even a puppet. People will say, well, Obama is really running Biden, but I think, no, Obama is a puppet too. And, Fannie Willis, there's a puppet down in Georgia. Letitia James, there's a puppet in New York. Go through most of the rhinos and the Ken Bucks of the world. They're puppets, too. And by the way, somebody texted in that, you know, Ken Buck finally did drain the swamp when he left D.C.
That's a good one.
Yeah.
That's a good one.
But
what I was wondering, too, I was going to ask a question. If Dr. Jill, his wife, is the one that's pumping him full of drugs, she can't be expected to testify against him or anything like that. I think they think they've got this figured out.
Well, you know, the drugs, I would say that, you know, who knows? We're speculating. And I think it's reasonable to think that he's on some kind of heavy-duty cocktail of all kinds of stuff. Okay.
Yeah.
But the main thing is they just need to have the puppet function plausibly enough to be the figurehead to keep the puppeteers in power. Does that make sense? So it's not like they pump him full of drugs and he's like actually making decisions and calling the shots and running the world.
Oh, no, I agree.
But
I agree.
They need to keep the guy like plausibly alive.
Yeah.
And functional.
But the thing is that whoever might be sticking him with whatever, you know, they're in control. If you think about
I see what you're saying. Well, and for that, they would probably have to delegate that to a battery of some kind of physician group committee that decides, you know, how much of that this and that he needs. And maybe they do, you know, and again, I'm just speculating. They take blood test samples. We need a little bit more of this here and a little bit of that there. And we're going to time it so that it releases at this time and that time. And, you know, but it's just, It's sick that we have to sit around speculating about stuff like this. But I think most people are,
isn't it?
And we have been for some time. But Holly, it is wonderful to hear your voice. Thank you for
it's
being.
It's nice to hear you.
Yes.
tomorrow I'm going to talk, and I have something to tell you about your kids.
Okay.
That I think your kids should do.
Well, okay. I'll be all ears tomorrow on Backbone Radio. Right on, Miss Holly and Aurora.
Enjoy
the snow.
Later.
Talk soon. And Brian, this is another Brian in Arvada. There's two Brians in Arvada. And
I'm the other one.
Yes. Okay.
He's a, I just want to say, Matt, I haven't called your show before, but I've called CanUS so many times. It's unbelievable.
Right on.
And I've been through so many, you know, the Peter Boyles, the Stephen Tubbs, and me and Pete, we butted heads at the end, but I love him to death.
Oh yeah. Same here.
But here's the thing is, you know, Trump, first of all, the left is the deepest, threat to our country, period, end of discussion. It's not any other country. It's from within, you know, and there's never been a nation that's ever fallen that hasn't fallen from within.
And that goes back to Lincoln's speech to the Lyceum, the very famous speech that if America is going to fall, it's going to be because it came from within.
You're exactly right.
Yeah.
And they're the biggest threat with the open borders, with everything else, with the rhinos, with, you know, Ken Buck, don't even get me started. CNN, Ken, he sold us out, and I had hopes for the Freedom Caucus, but it just shows you the swamp will get to anyone. Because Ken was really strong conservative at the beginning, and then he just sold us out. And they have dirt on him. Somebody's got dirt on Ken, or Ken wants to be in front of a microphone somewhere. Those are the only two plausible reasons why he would be taking the actions he's taking right now.
He's either tired of getting blackmailed, or he wants to sabotage the Lauren Boebert juggernaut, or he got in there under false pretenses from the start. He never really was an actual conservative, but he said he was. And you'll notice that some of the most conservative states in the union tend to have the most rhino senators out there. And I wonder, is that some kind of a plan by the big donors, by the establishment beltway globalist crowd, to coach various political people and how to say the right things to get the votes so that they can be assured they have a rhino globalist America Laster in there riding herd over a state of very America first conservative citizens? Make sense? So you don't know when
totally
this kind of starts, but
in the case of
Ken Buck, we can only speculate. We don't know.
Look at Paul Ryan. He was our speaker. He went against Trump. We could have got something done on health care. And then he ran for vice president and lost. And then what happens? Oh, he's sitting on the board of Fox. So, you know, Paul Ryan was the biggest rhino ever, and he was in charge.
Absolutely. And think about this. Think about the true colors you've seen from Paul Ryan, McCain, Romney, the Bushes, the Cheneys. What a complete and total bunch of globalist America lasters who despise the heartland of this country, and they've been the ones on top for decades, basically since Ronald Reagan. Okay. And
Reagan's
it is only because
Reagan's the last one,
right? It's only because of Donald Trump that we have had our eyes opened to all of this. Which
I was
is
just going to tell
just,
you that Matt is
yeah.
Donald Trump pulled the curtain back on the deep state and all the rhinos, and now we know. And now
yes, we do.
Know. And if you know, we I was walking around, you know, pulling the flag and for the Bushes, and if it wasn't for Trump. Now we know the deep state and the rhinos. We know who these people are. The problem
yes,
is
we do.
The problem is are we fired up enough, but do we have people on the ground to make this election happen? Like
right.
They're
I'll get into that.
On the ground?
Like the RNC has had a nice Laura Trump takeover. We'll get into that as the show goes on. But what we are depending upon is awakening wonders in this country, as Russell Brand calls them, people whose eyes are opened and realizing what the heck is happening before the whole thing gets jerked out from under them. But I'll tell you what, Brian, I keep going, but
Amen.
I'm getting the big wave. And
Matt, keep fighting, brother.
Will
keep
do.
Keep fighting. We need you. The Republic is at stake. We're back to the 1800s right now.
It is for all the marbles.
The Republic is at stake.
Brian, you are not exaggerating at all. And I'm just so glad you would take time to be the first time caller. Stay close with us. We need you all the way to November. And then
I'll be here.
You bet.
Trump all the way. I'm
you
here.
Bet. Right on, my
Thank
man.
You, Matt.
Thank you, sir. And if you're on the lines, hang on. We'll be back in a flash. It's Matt Dunn in for Randy Corcoran. Little Dwight Yoakam, the first thing smoking. And it occurs to me, I was just talking about the Haitian cannibal gang leader named Barbecue, and here we are having a song about the first thing smoking, and I'm not trying to go anywhere with that, just so you know. I had a text to the studio of an individual who said, send Barbecue to D.C. to eat the swamp. And I was like, what would happen if, Biden's immigration policies and bring the entire world into this country so they can import a new batch of voters, get rid of voter ID, and you know their rig. What if they turn Barbecue loose in the Beltway? How would that work, ladies and gentlemen? Tongue-in-cheek here, tongue-in-cheek. And I will say, I don't know exactly what all this cannibalism stuff is about in Haiti, but I know it's sure bothering the ruling class media to have this business going on, to have people talking about cannibalism in Haiti. Real quick before phone action, Laura Trump, apparently the money is flowing into the RNC now. Because, one of the Romneys is no longer there at the RNC. Man, what a just a mess. And, the media is already worried about it. MSNBC is already worried. Oh, no, the RNC is going to be effective and make Trump even more effective. Oh, no.
They want to do it. And so the RNC was pretty top heavy. And this, I think, if I'm the Democrats, I would be concerned because if the RNC gets their business in order the way the Trump campaign has gotten their business in order, it's really going to make him more of a formidable force.
Oh, yeah. You can count on that because the RNC was doing nothing but holding Trump back all this time. Do you know that Trump dominated that primary when he had more money spent against him in the primary than ever in the history of Republican primaries? Millions upon millions were spent against Trump in the primary. And yeah, Nikki Haley wasted it all. All those tens of millions. And I think DeSantis wasted, was it over 100 plus million? Wasted. It's like the globalist donors are just throwing money into the fire there. And let's hear another one on this RNC stuff.
And Brett, just moments ago, Fox News was able to confirm that Donald Trump's new leadership team, over at the RNC began cutting dozens of staffers from their positions. It appears a major shakeup now underway at the RNC following Laura Trump's recent ascension to RNC co-chair.
Yeah, I like the sound of this. And she talked about, she's got an election integrity division now in the RNC. By the way, our boy Randy Corcoran has been helping all of this along out there, just so you know. Our guy, our Randy Corcoran, the man. Let's hear a little bit more. Laura Trump.
We're incredibly focused on those things at the RNC. Right now, we have the first ever election integrity division at the RNC. That means massive resources going to this one thing. If people out there, Sean, don't feel like their vote counts, they don't trust the system we have, then we are no longer the country we once thought we were. We will have trained poll watchers, poll observers, poll workers, people in tabulation centers all across this country. If you want to volunteer as a poll watcher, poll worker, or a volunteer lawyer, because we want those as well, DonaldJTrump.com, GOP.com. We want you. We can leave nothing to chance. We have to fight fire with dynamite in this election. We must win on November 5th.
Oh, who likes the sound of that? Who out there likes the sound of that? And that the vast majority of Republican voters do not buy the 2020 election. We are skeptical of it. We don't trust it. And I think that trust is eminently rational, okay? Add it all up, ladies and gentlemen. I've done show after show about that, okay? We got to get some election integrity. Now there's an election integrity division in there. Will it be enough? Let us hope so. But I think you can at least say it's headed in the right direction there, unlike the rest of the United States of America. But by the way, you look at the poll data, the huge majority of the American people think that America is going in the wrong direction. You just hope some of these people who are watching this ship sink can open their eyes before it hits the bottom of the ocean. You know, it's like, hey, wake up, people. Anyway, by the way, I was mentioning measles outbreak in Chicago.
The CDC is in Chicago to help public health officials deal with that measles outbreak at one of the city's migrant shelters.
More cases are expected to pop up over the next 10 to 12 days. That's how long it takes for symptoms to appear. Eric Rung has the very latest.
At least 7 confirmed measles cases have been discovered at this migrant shelter in Pilsen, one of the city's largest, with close to 2,000 people.
How does that sound for Joe Biden's open border policies? Yeah, does that sound good to you? And, of course, we have the migrant crime thing. And, Palm Beach over there.
Sandra, now to Florida, where the community in Palm Beach is on edge after police say a woman was kidnapped and sexually assaulted before she managed to escape. 3 men are now in custody, and police say they are here illegally from Guatemala.
Oh, that doesn't sound good at all, ladies and gentlemen. It's like the people on top, again, want you to have to live in fear, should we say? I mean, what is it? They want to make a hostile nation surrounding you? They want the measles? They want the migrant crime? And what does Joe Biden do? He's, I apologize to the illegal who killed Lake and Riley because he called him an illegal. Yeah, I don't think that's very encouraging at all to have somebody that insane on top of this country right now. Let's say hey to Joe in Arvada. Welcome, Joe.
Hi, Matt.
Glad you're here.
Hi, Matt. Well, the illegal that committed the crime is going to thank Joe Biden and tell him that they won't call him the illegitimate president, and they'll help him with their voting block.
Amazing. Yep.
You know, I look at Ken Buck, Liz Cheney, and yes, Mike Pence as the 3 biggest turncoats in the GOP right now, but I'm not sure which one takes the cake. So I think we have to have turncoat GOP mud wrestling. We must have it.
Oh, man. You know, the long line of backstabbers is really, really amazing. And the thing about it is all these backstabbers, and it's the Cheneys, the Bushes, the Romneys, the Pences. I mean, the list is long. Nikki Haley's. They never really say, like, what they're really thinking and really doing. I mean, they don't really come out and say what their real agenda is. You know what I mean? Even, you know, Bill Barr. They always pretend that they're something that they're not. And then it's like some big surprise. Out comes the Ides of March, right? And it's the Shiv in the back. But they're never forthright about what they're really up to, I guess.
Well, I it doesn't take rocket science. Liz Cheney, Nikki Haley, Mike Pence, and Ken Buck are all beholden to the lobbyists that they're about to get employed by, or have been employed by, or will be employed by. The money in the backhand slap behind the back, in the envelopes. That's what it's all about.
Halliburton for the Cheneys and Boeing for Nikki Haley.
Exactly.
Yeah, there's trillions at stake. You know, you have power in this country. You get the contracts, you get the money, and it's like, but how much money do these people need to want to throw away their own country? I still wrestle with that.
Look at Mike Pence. Okay, why is he now? Oh, we can't have Donald Trump. I'm going to help Joe Biden. You know why he's going to help Joe Biden? Because he can't grub down on the money as a lobbyist if Donald Trump is in the White House. He can't go and convince Donald Trump to go and send $100 billion in there so they can all line their pockets.
Good point. Are they going to pay Pence to go lobby Trump on some issue? And Pence walks in the door and said, Trump says, Mike, get out of here, dude. We'll see you.
Yeah, remember I said that. When you go to the polls, you vote for these people, these turncoats, what's going to happen is they are going to just drain-o all of our money-o. It's going to go into their pockets. But here's the thing. America's at the busting point. We, another Ukraine, another 4 years of just, you know, war, endless wars. It's just going to be one big burn down. We got to stop this.
Yep. And that is something that the people are thinking. I mean, we've been right about everything, right? We said Joe Biden gets in there, he's going to screw up the economy. And look at where inflation has been all this time. And look at where interest rates are now. And Trump had a peace all those years that he was in office. And now we've got how many wars brewing, how many forever wars brewing. And the drawdown out of Afghanistan was shamelessly botched from Biden. And we said, you know, he doesn't even really know where he is most of the time. And sure enough, I mean, that's proven essentially every day as they have to, you know, point him which way to exit a stage and carry him off when he's not falling down or splatting off of his bike or trying to climb the stairs to Air Force One. It's total humiliation across the board. So we have the benefit of seeing what it's like to have these people in power for 4 years. And it's just not working out well for them, is it?
No, it's not. And you know what we have to do? We have to get our brothers that are fooled by the Ukraine thing. There is a lot in the GOP that really think, oh, this is what we've got to, you know, tie our flag onto. Because the thing they don't seem to understand is they're not winning in Ukraine. They have burned through 500,000 humans. They are losing.
It's an absolute catastrophe.
Army.
Ukraine has been a complete, absolute, bloody misstep, catastrophe, and worse. Victoria Nuland just resigned. Apparently she's out at the end of this month, the architect of so much of this going back to 2014. Her husband is Robert Kagan of the Washington Post, who's, you know, another neoconservative who's they've been getting everything wrong for decades and costing, you know, imagine if the American people did not have to constantly spend money on the neoconservative forever wars. Think of how rich we would be in this country, how our infrastructure might look, and how people like families might not be struggling nearly as much to make ends meet at the end of a month.
Exactly.
You know what I mean?
You know who has zero debt? You know who has zero debt? Russia. They have no debt.
That sanctions regime has backfired entirely, and it's somehow another, it has only helped Russia and obviously pushed Russia and China closer together, among other things. It's been, you know, some of these people should never have been anywhere near power on the foreign policy stage. Victoria Nuland is one of them. But I think you'll notice you're not seeing the Ukraine flags up anymore. You're not seeing that. You're not seeing Ukraine flags all over Twitter anymore and people's, you know, front yards and things like that. People are kind of getting the idea that, hey, this country's dying. We have a wide open border here. Lakin Riley is dead. And we're spending all of our money on the Ukraine border. Does that make sense?
Exactly.
No.
Yes, it does. But here's the crying shame about it. These are the same people, Victoria Nuland, Liz Cheney, Ken Buck, that will be telling you to get Junior out of high school and send him over there to lose his life because they need to line their pockets. They want you to send your kid over there to fight the Russians because it's a travesty. We have to do something. Really? No. You send your kids.
Yeah.
You send your families.
The whole point,
not ours.
I think, of all these tens of billions, and we're hundreds of billions over to Ukraine, is to save face for our foreign policy establishment and the intelligence agencies that had a really, really stupid bad idea to start that whole process in motion back in 2014 and before. Okay, they're trying to save face on it, and I think that is what is showing through. And man, are they doing everything they can to try to keep that going. And again, so much of that money ends up back in their own pockets, of course. But Joe, I'd keep going, but boy, you never lack for enthusiasm, my brother Joe. Stay close
Run
with
through
us.
The tape. Run through the tape.
Will do. We'll see you, sir. And as Matt Dunn, I'm in for Randy Corcoran. Let's take a little break action. And we shall return forthwith. Yeah, we got to have at least one good, solid honky-tonker in every program. And yeah, over at Backbone on Sundays, 4 to 7 p.m., we try to have at least a couple of honky-tonkers and some pedal steel and a headbanger or two and maybe a song or two from some other country somewhere and maybe the occasional bubblegum pop. I take heat when I play bubblegum pop. But, you know, something keeps me doing it. But I'm maybe trying to reduce that a little bit, you know. It's more of a summer thing when the sun is up. I'll be off to the phone lines in one quick second, but I wanted to do a little tribute here to... We lost Eric Carmen a couple of days ago. Lead singer, frontman for the Raspberries, who had that huge hit back in 1972, Go All the Way. And Eric Carmen passed away, let's see, age 74. He was born in Cleveland, Ohio in 1949. And this is a guy who I kind of like in the 70s, I would hear some of that music, that whiny, drony music. And I would think, oh, that's not very good, not very good. But guess what? It was in the Trump era, I would see some guy named Eric Carmen would be tweeting, and he was like a patriot, and it was the Eric Carmen of the Raspberry. This guy was a patriotic, pro-MAGA kind of guy, and it takes courage if you're going to go out there and want to be a celebrity and a star and a musician and be pro-MAGA, pro-America first and the rest of it, as Eric Carmen was. And so I just saluted him. I think one time he and I tweeted a little bit from humble little Backbone Radio all the way to Eric Carmen, and he had liked something that I was saying, and I was liking things that he was saying, and I thought, that settles it. Eric Carmen is cool, and this is the Raspberries. Everyone knows this song. Guardians of the Galaxy soundtrack as well. This was back when Eric Carmen would rock it and rock it hard. Power pop is what you call this genre. One of the pioneers of power pop. Cheap Trick kind of went on from there. Oh, you know this tune. You've heard this tune thousands of times, had you not? And this is, yes, Eric Carmen. Did you know he was a patriot? Yes! Sad to lose a patriot. 74, way too young to be checking out there. And yeah, I've got another one. There we go. This is the one that... And by the way, I think Eric Carmen was very influenced by Paul McCartney. You know, he would... seemed to be a little bit Paul-like with his vocal style, but this is the tune that, I got to admit, took me a little time to warm up to. A little hard. It's a little wimpy for me. I like the burly stuff, you know. But I dig it now. Eric Carmen, solo. John behind the glass. I feel like we should hold hands or something. Yes. Hands up, everybody, to Eric Carmen. Doesn't it sound good? Yeah, that song, again, was tough to listen to on FM radio. Does it seem like they played this all the time, like constantly, back in the day? You know, and when you're, you know, you want, like, you want strong music, right? I mean, you want to, like, you know, like, yeah, burly music, but that, and that's not what that song is about. But I have developed a soft spot for things like that, especially when you know that Eric Carmen is a patriot. Was a patriot. So prayers to the family of Eric Carmen. And boy, you know, way too soon, way too young. Let's talk to Frank in Evergreen, Colorado. Thanks for being here, Frank. I bet you got snow up there.
Oh, yeah, we got a ton. I just got shoveled out today.
Good job, Frank. Did you do it yourself, or did you get a machine to do it?
Oh, no. I got a machine, but I do it myself and had to deal with some breakdowns. So.
Well, anyway, great good job, man. Matt. Hey, great glad
show.
You're here.
I love it. I love you're here. I love it that you're here, too, because the guys in the morning are especially Billy, is making me a little crazy. I wish Joe would call in and set him straight. I love it when Joe calls. He sets us all straight.
Yes, he does.
Every now and then I start falling into, like, you know, the light. I get attracted by the light. And I start falling into it, and I need somebody like Joe to pull me back, because these guys, like Billy in the morning, you know, he claims to be a middle of the road guy. He's a hardcore progressive, and he just, you know, but he's playing the game.
And, well, I will avoid commentary on that based on the, Dr. Jordan Peterson commentary of, you know, don't weigh in, you know, where it's not your place, right? So,
I hear you. Yeah. You're an employee of the same place. So
right.
I can't badmouth my fellow employees either. So.
Right. I well, understand. Fair enough. And, you know.
My point is, though, that, Joe's got the facts, and he's able to put them out. So do you. You've got the facts, and I'm glad I was able to catch you today.
Oh, you bet. You bet, Frank.
One thing I would like to say about Ukraine, though, is that, I'm for getting it done. You know, I mean, we shouldn't have gone in. It shouldn't have happened, right? Because Trump would not have let it happen. But
exactly.
Now that we're in, we got to get it done, and we have the tools to get it done. I'm not talking about our people. I'm talking about we need to give the tools to the people fighting the war in Ukraine to get it done. And we have those tools. I can tell you that firsthand, because that's what I do for a living. But, you know, Biden, like you say, he's just an idiot. I go back and forth between thinking the guy's just an idiot, or that he's doing exactly what you and Joe just said he's doing. He's drawing it out to make money for his buddies and,
Well, that's a part of it from the behind-the-scenes crowd. But the thing I'd say about Ukraine, and you might factor this in at least. So what is the end game for Ukraine? I mean, is there an end game that does not involve World War III? And
well, yeah.
That to me is a pretty fine line there. And it's absolutely not worth World War III. You know, Russia, we wouldn't let them come over here and peel off Mexico to join the Warsaw Pact. You know what I mean? Like, we're trying to peel off Ukraine to join NATO. And that's just kind of a non-starter for Putin, right? I just don't see any wisdom in any of this anywhere. But, you know, a lot of taxpayer money's been drained. Generations been lost over there. Yeah. Well, anyway, Frank, yeah, don't go wobbly on us. We're glad you could check in here and maybe get bolstered a little bit. So all the best to you, Frank, and glad you dug out up there. And boy, a lot of snow. Evergreen.